I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Senator, a bill to safely reopen Washington is working its way through the legislature. What can you tell us about that?
I signed on to that bill. Very important to show support for our restaurants and a number of our other small businesses who really should never have been shut down in November. But this bill would allow them to reopen. And the bill had both a work session and a bill hearing. And the hearing, amazing. There were over 1,400 people who signed in, I think well in excess of like 300 some that wanted to testify and share their stories. And they did an amazing job. I was really frustrated with the chair of the committee, though. I mean, he really continued to make light throughout the entire hearing of people who were quite emotional in their testimony and the challenges they're having with their businesses. And it was really highly inappropriate. You know, his later comments were, you know, science should govern not emotion. And I think what that does really for listeners back home is that says it's an either or, that you can't have businesses open and they can't be safe. And that is absolutely patently not true. Our businesses, our restaurants have been doing an incredible job at really stringent health and safety standards to allow people to safely gather together. And I think we can do both and we should do both. And it's why I'm absolutely 100% in support of this bill. So now the bill has to be voted out of committee. And we are going to push it. We are going to continue to push for its passage every chance we get.
Senator Short, the first vote taken by the Senate was to indefinitely extend some of Governor Inslee's temporary proclamations. Explain that.
Essentially allows all of the proclamations that the legislature approved in the interim to be continued indefinitely to the end of the emergency. And look, I don't have a problem with the proclamations. What I have an absolute problem with is that we would capitulate our legislative roles and responsibilities right back to the governor just 3 days into our legislative session after 10 months, the last 10, 11 months, we've been kept completely out of the process. Now, we had amendments to maybe offer short extensions, understanding that the legislature is just getting underway, but it sent the poorest message back to the people of the state of Washington that the legislature, I should say the majority Democrats, are just going to turn over operations as they had last year to the governor. And I just don't think that's responsible. I mean, to me, using a football analogy, it's like punting on the first down. I mean, it's ridiculous and it's offensive because we should have been involved last year and making decisions together and working on things for the benefit of Washingtonians. And we didn't have that opportunity. And the first opportunity we took to address it on the Senate floor 3 days into session, and they punted back to the governor.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.